Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we just got a bombshell New York Times article detailing Elon Musk's deep and intense drug use during the Trump campaign and while he was in the White House. This reads, on the campaign trail, Elon Musk juggled drugs in family drama. As Mr. Musk entered President Trump's orbit, his private life grew increasingly tumultuous, and his drug use was more intense than previously known. This is just reminding me of that clip of Elon Musk rolling his eyes back during the inauguration. Do you remember that one? While Trump was being sworn in, this was Elon Musk. Remember, rebooting, rolling his eyes around, clearly on some sort of drugs. People are saying proof that Elon Musk is not human. Yeah, he's taking an inhuman amount of drugs on a daily basis while trying to alter the political landscape in the U.S. Can we just take a step back? I'll dig in 1 second, but we cannot normalize the fact that the richest man on the planet leveraged his wealth, bought Twitter, used it to spread propaganda, and then after he got power, got into the White House, he had Trump pause 40 different regulatory investigations into his companies. This article reads, and he was high while this all happened, by the way. He was on an insane, copious amount of drugs while this happened. This reads, as Elon Musk became one of Donald J. Trump's closest allies last year, leading insane rallies and donating $275 million to help Trump win the presidency, I actually argue that he donated more like $44 billion because him buying Twitter and rebranding it to X was part of this consolidation of power. That propaganda was vital. So after he donated that money, he was also using drugs far more intensely than previously known, according to people familiar with his activities. Really quickly, if you like the breaking news stories injected straight into your feed, all that I ask is that you scroll down and hit subscribe. We're trying to hit 2 million subscribers by the end of the year to prove a point to MAGA Media, to prove a point to Charlie Kirk and to Fox News, and to beat them, so you can join the crew below. But to continue, Mr. Musk's drug use, his consumption, was well beyond occasional use. He told people that he was taking so much ketamine, a powerful anesthetic, that it was affecting his bladder, a known effect of chronic use. He took ecstasy and psychedelic mushrooms, and he traveled with a daily medication box that had about 20 pills, including ones with the marking of the stimulant Adderall, according to a photo of the box and people who have seen it. Here's the thing. I'm not going to judge people for occasionally doing shrooms. Do you know how many damn friends in college I had that would do shrooms on like a bi-yearly basis and then report back to me with their trips? That's fine. But when you're the richest man in the world in this position of power and you're abusing ketamine, Adderall, psychedelic mushrooms, ecstasy, and then peeing yourself, that is not okay. That is not okay whatsoever, and that is a different story. One more time, if you're taking Adderall because you're prescribed, that's different than Elon Musk abusing these drugs. It is unclear whether Mr. Musk, 53, was taking drugs when he became a fixture at the White House this year and was handed the power to slash the federal bureaucracy. But he has exhibited erratic behavior, insulting cabinet members, gesturing like a Nazi, and garbling his answers in a staged interview. Remember, Elon Musk and I believe it was Besant started yelling F you at each other because Elon Musk is erratic. On Wednesday evening, Mr. Musk announced that he was ending his stint with the government after lamenting how much time he had spent on politics instead of his business. Now you see it coming together. Elon Musk got wind of this story. I can almost guarantee the Trump administration was reached out to by the New York Times for comment, as they always do, and right when the Trump admin got use of this and they heard that there were pictures of Elon Musk's drug box, then they were like, you gotta dip. Mr. Musk and his lawyer did not respond to requests for comment this week. Boom. About his drug use and his personal life. He has previously said he was prescribed ketamine for depression, taking it about every 2 weeks. Quote, I really don't like doing illegal drugs, he told his biographer, but that was a lie. The White House did not respond to questions about whether it had asked Mr. Musk to take drug tests. As a large government contractor, his aerospace firm SpaceX must maintain a drug-free workforce and administers random drug tests to its employees. Mr. Musk has received advanced warning of the tests, according to people close to the process. SpaceX did not respond to questions about those warnings. And here's the thing. Elon Musk can do whatever he wants. When Trump fires the inspectors general who are in charge of investigating these agencies, investigating SpaceX, Tesla, investigating Neuralink, when 40 different investigations are paused, Elon Musk can do whatever he wants. I'm not going to lie. It is very Hitler-esque. You know, Hitler abused amphetamines as well. That was one of Hitler's defining traits in his final days, was abusing amphetamines. I really hope Elon Musk doesn't follow Hitler's suit and what Hitler did last. No, that's really mean. I'm sorry. That is very, very mean. Mr. Musk, who joined the president's inner circle after making a vast fortune on cars, satellites, and rocket ships, has long been known for grandiose statements and mercurial personality. Supporters see him as an eccentric genius whose slash-and-burn management is key to success. They don't say how haters view him, but I'll say how haters view him. Haters view him as a drug and power-addicted lunatic who may have a shred of intelligence somewhere in there, but that is obscured by a cloud of right-wing propaganda that he himself has lunged himself into by buying X and creating such a self-feedback loop that he's not able to break out of an algorithm that has poisoned his brain. He's poisoned his brain so much he has isolated himself from his, 35 kids. He's isolated himself from his 3 ex-wives. He is drug addicted. He cannot stop sucking Donald Trump's dick on a daily, daily basis. Also that his companies can have investigations into them paused. 40 different investigations were paused into Elon Musk's companies, therefore netting him billions and billions of dollars. And remember, he spent, $275 million raw out of pocket to get Trump elected. In turn, he makes billions of dollars, all while addicted to drugs. It's a pretty good return, if you ask me. But to continue, last year, Mr. Musk jumped into the political arena. Some people who knew him worried about his frequent drug use, mood swings, and fixation on having more children. This account of his behavior is based on private messages obtained by the New York Times, as well as interviews with more than a dozen people who have known or worked with him. This year, some of his longtime friends have renounced him, pointing to some of his public conduct. Quote, Elon has pushed the boundaries of his bad behavior more and more, said Philip Lowe, a neuroscientist and a longtime friend of Mr. Musk, who criticized him for his Nazi-like gesture at a rally. And some women are challenging Mr. Musk for control of their children. One of his former partners, Claire Boucher, the musician known as Grimes, has been fighting with Musk over their 5-year-old son, known as X. Mr. Musk is extremely attached to the boy, taking him to the Oval Office and to high-profile gatherings that are broadcast around the world. Grimes has privately complained that the appearances violate a custody settlement in which she and Mr. Musk agreed to keep their children out of public eye. Another mother, Ashley St. Clair, said her secret relationship ended in a child with Musk and he's not providing support. Mr. Musk has described some of his mental health issues in interviews, saying he has great highs and terrible lows. He has a history of recreational drug use. In an interview, he says he took a small amount of ketamine, but there are reports that he has actually developed a far more serious habit. Mr. Musk has been using ketamine often, sometimes daily, and mixing it with other drugs, according to people familiar with his consumption. The line between medical use and recreation was blurry, troubling some people close to him. He also took ecstasy and psychedelic mushrooms at private gatherings, maybe even political gatherings, across the United States and at least in one other country, according to those who attended the events. Literally representing the United States of America. The Food and Drug Administration has formally approved the use of ketamine only as an anesthetic in medical procedures. I mean, this photo looks a lot differently now that we know about his drug use, and also this video looks a lot different now that we know about his drug use. But to continue, the Food and Drug Administration has formally approved ketamine, but that is not how he's using it. By the spring of last year, Mr. Musk was ramping up criticism of President Joe Biden, particularly his policies on illegal immigration and DEI. Mr. Musk was also facing federal investigations into his businesses. Quote, there are at least half a dozen initiatives of significance to take me down, he wrote in a text message to someone close to him in May. Clear paranoia. And then he stopped those investigations because of drug use. Quote, I can't be president, but can I help Trump defeat Biden? And I will. Quote, the Biden administration views me as the number two threat after Trump, said Elon Musk. He then publicly endorsed Mr. Trump in July. This adds a lot of context to their relationship. On October 5th, he appeared with Mr. Trump at a rally for the first time, bouncing up and down around the candidate. That evening, Mr. Musk shared his excitement with the person close to him. Quote, I'm feeling more optimistic after tonight, he wrote in the text message. Quote, tomorrow we unleash the anomaly in the Matrix. Mr. Musk has also been juggling the messy consequences of his efforts to produce more babies. He has a lot of family secrets, but I'll save that for another video. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. There is more coming. We are building a bigger, better Gen Z media network that can relentlessly push back against MAGA media. Trust me, it's coming next month. And you guys can be a part of it by joining the crew below. Become a member, become a subscriber. Love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.